You are now plugged into Action Features.
You know what that sound is?
That's a crunchy food. What do you got there? A pretzel?
That's a pretzel. You can have one if you want. Two, yeah. Maybe.
Maybe I'll have two. I was going to turn you down at one, but... Now that I have two, I won't be hungry for another one.
You know what that's the sound of?
Yeah.
Action Features, the podcast?
Yeah, it is. You know, I was just telling you, Rich...
Have you ever heard of that?
Rich Helscher's catching up on the show.
That's right.
It'll probably be months before he gets to this one. If he even gets to this one, he may give up. After all, he may go, you know, it's lost his luster. I'm not interested
anymore. If he keeps going at the pace that he is,
yeah,
it will lose its luster.
It will.
I guarantee you're gonna listen to all of them in like 3 days,
and you're gonna get sick of us.
Oh, super sick!
You're not even gonna hear our voices. You're just, you know what? I'm not gonna be those guys' friends anymore. But he was talking about the sound quality is pretty good, so he really likes being able to hear.
I'm glad. The crunch.
Every crunch of pretzel. Yummy.
You did it all. You did it all. That's great. Well,
but a damn.
It's been
3 weeks.
It's been 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
That's too much. Sorry, guys.
We did that Star World.
We did a Star World.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry about that, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not sorry, but Star World is not our favorite of those movies.
It's not.
And we spent a lot of time talking about characters because that's really what the movie does for me. It establishes those characters and where they
exactly.
came from. So we promise that the next Star World episode...
That's our favorite Star World.
...is going to be... It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be great. As will the Indiana Jones series that is accompanying that. So don't be discouraged by that last episode.
Don't give up on us now.
Don't give up, please.
You've made it this long. What episode is this, 48?
It's 48, I think.
48, wow. In two episodes, we're doing our 50th extravaganza.
That's as many episodes as there has been states.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Extravaganza.
Extravaganza.
Extravaganza. That's a 50th episode of extravaganza.
Yep.
Yep. That's what we're going to do. It's going to be a big one. But for this episode, it's just going to be a free-for-all.
Yeah, we got to have a lot of things to cover.
Yeah, well, I don't have a lot written down, unfortunately.
Oh, really?
I don't.
That's fine, because I wrote down...
You wrote down a lot of things.
Quite a bit of things.
Wow. You really wanted to talk today.
You know, that happens sometimes.
Sometimes. Sometimes you have one thing written down, if anything. This time you've got a huge list. I've got four things.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I didn't want to come up unprepared.
Well, there you go. All right, what do you want to start with? Me? You?
I can start on something.
Okay.
Please
don't take the thing I just told you about today.
I won't.
That I just showed you.
I know that's your thing.
That's my thing.
I have it written down here.
Yeah, but you can take that off your list because it's on mine.
I knew that you didn't forget. So, but one thing. We'll start. I don't want to start too positive here.
Yeah.
Well, actually, this isn't positive or negative. It's just odd. Quentin Tarantino loved the movie The Lone Ranger.
What a weirdo.
Like, one of the best directors of our time loved it. So, I haven't seen it, so...
Weird.
You know, I can't fault him, but it seems like that's really weird.
Yeah.
That seems like a weird thing.
They made this announcement, speaking of the Lone Ranger movie.
Yeah.
One of the guys that wrote that, or maybe the writing team behind it, I don't know, I didn't really pay attention to the article that much.
Yeah.
They've now been tapped to do the Masters of the Universe movie script.
Okay.
For the often talked about, often delayed... new Masters of the Universe film. And it was going to be John Chu, who directed G.I. Joe Retaliation, the new G.I. Joe movie.
Uh-huh.
And these guys that had the script for Lone Ranger, all together in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
But now John Chu's off the movie, so that director's gone. So I don't know who they're going to put in as the new director. But is this really an announcement you're proud of? Lone Ranger is one of the biggest box office bombs of all time.
One of the biggest flops of all time.
You're really going to go out there and go, hey, you know that Master Universe movie we keep kicking around? Well, guess what, guys? We got the writers of one of the biggest box office bombs in history to come on board and write the He-Man movie.
Can't wait.
What?
Yeah.
What?
It happens. It happens in Hollywood. They make mistakes in Hollywood sometimes.
They do. They make a lot of mistakes.
There's news of... Did you write Dumb and Dumber down?
I didn't write it down.
It just occurred to me we're talking about movies.
Yeah.
A second Dumb and Dumber movie has been announced. And I'm not counting the...
Let's not even talk about that other one. Just keep going with what you're saying.
I'm talking about the Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels are back to do...
I'm so excited.
To do another Dumb and Dumber movie. I think it has a lot of potential to be very, very funny.
They've been sending out pics from the set. And they're wearing like the same clothes.
Yeah.
As they were in the other movie.
They look pretty good.
And they had the kid with the birds. that was in the building. He's back. There's a picture of him with a bunch of birds in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
And I think it's the same guy grown up.
I'm sure it is.
I'm sure it is.
I'm sure it is.
That is so cool. I wonder what other characters are going to come back for the movie. I'm very excited about it.
I hope
it.
Not too many other characters because...
Yeah, there's no reason to go overboard. Yeah, I think it's cool that... I guess that means they're in the same place they were before, too.
Yeah.
That's great.
I
think
that.
It's very funny.
We'll see how it turns out. I tried to watch... I finally rented A Good Day to Die Hard.
Oh, did you?
Last night. I know a lot of people didn't like it, and I see why a lot of those people didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
It was not... I didn't even finish it, to be honest. I watched maybe 45 minutes of it, and I
It looked bad to
me. I just fell asleep.
It looks real bad.
There was a car chase towards the beginning, and in 5 minutes, there's like four huge car crashes and explosions and stuff, and it's like, you have to use moderation.
That's rough.
You have to use moderation.
Yeah.
There's a sweet piece of advice in the film First Kid that Sinbad gives that you
First
might
kid.
You might want to take
okay.
take advice
Man,
from.
You're digging deep.
One pasong. You get one pasong. He's teaching them how to dance, and he showed them the pelvic thrust.
Yeah.
And the kid was just going nuts with the pelvic thrust. He said, no, you get one pasong.
Yeah.
That's what you got to do with movies. You got pull it back a little bit. Yeah. Make the explosion a big thing. Make it an impact.
Too much.
But it's too much. And the dialogue was bad.
The dialogue in the trailers was bad.
His son, the guy who played his son, I don't really care for. And
wasn't he...
He was in Jack Reacher.
Yeah.
And he was fine in that for his role, but I just don't like... I don't think I like him. And he's got some angst against his father, John McClane. Instead of calling him Dad, he calls him John.
No.
I get that.
I don't get that.
Hate
that.
But the writers really pushed for it, so it was just like, John, what are you doing here, John? And he kept saying it like over and over and over again. It's like, okay, we understand that they're estranged and they have this relationship, but... it was just not good. It wasn't well directed either. There were some very odd camera movements.
I mean, there's only three Die Hard films.
That's all you need.
Just give me the first three.
I like Live Free or Die Hard, okay, but
I'm good without that one.
The first three are where it's at.
All right. You
want
to keep going or?
Let's see what else I have. No, why? You...
I'll throw in one. I ate the KFC Hot Shots the other day.
What's that about?
Well, I was in the drive-thru line. I was working. Doing some stuff for the family. And I was hungry, and so I stopped by a KFC, and I'm like, you know what, I'm going to grab some of their boneless bites, which is what they've now done to replace their popcorn chicken. It's like, basically like boneless wings or something like that. Yep. They're like chunks of chicken, like white meat chicken, and they're breaded and stuff, you know? It's a boneless bite.
Is that what the popcorn chicken is?
The popcorn chicken was smaller. It had like little tiny bites, and the breading was kind of different. These almost are like Chick-fil-A chicken nuggets almost. I know this is all foreign to you because you don't eat meat.
I'm listening, though.
But, so I go to the drive-thru, and I'm like, I'll take the six-piece boneless bites. Because that's all it says is original recipe boneless bites on there. And the lady says, oh, would you like that original, or do you want that hot? I'm like, what?
I'm gonna hold on a second. What?
Hang on a second. Hot? And she said, yeah, we have the hot shots now. I'll take the hot shots for sure.
Is it part deux?
No, it wasn't part deux.
Oh.
Man, they were good.
Were they?
They were. The meat was real tender and yummy. The breading was really good. And the spiciness. You know I like spicy food. I like a hot food.
I do.
It wasn't like the, you know, like Buffalo Wild Wings or something where it's all over your fingers. It's just kind of cooked into it, like the Chick-fil-A and the spicy chickens and things like that. I took like a bite and I was like, hey, that's got a little kick to it. And then it was like a kind of heat that lingered in your mouth and like kind of grew inside your mouth. I'm like, wow, that's a kind of a spicy chicken nugget. It was really good.
That
expensive.
How expensive?
Six bites, $3. To me, that's pricey.
Seems like a little much.
That seems a little much. I mean, they're only six bites.
Money doesn't grow on trees.
It doesn't. $3 is, you know, I remember when value meals were $3. Now I'm getting just the bites. No drink. No side. Just the bites. Well, also, I went to Taco Bell the other day.
If the Fed keeps pumping out money the way they are.
Yeah.
You're going to be paying like $9 for a
McNugget.
I'm going to
pay $9 for a bite.
For a McNugget.
For one bite.
Yeah.
I went to Taco Bell the other day. And it sounds like I go to fast food places a lot, but this just, you know.
It does sound like that.
When you're doing like the. I was doing a lot of hard work.
Yeah, you were on the go.
I was doing a lot of like.
You're on the go
like
a lot.
Construction type stuff. I was on the go a lot, and I had to go fast and grab food fast.
Get fast food.
And this was late at night. I was grabbing some Taco Bell on the way home because I hadn't had dinner. And so I'm in on the line, and. they had these new Mountain Dew freezes.
Okay.
I'm like, look at this Mountain Dew freeze. It was called like Distortion or something like that. It was like a sour lime or something like that.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, look at these ads. They got a big sign as I'm pulling up. They got it all over their windows, on their board, everywhere. I'm like, you know, I'm going to get one of those. That'll give me some good wake-up juice for the ride home. And so I go up to order. I'm like, I'll take one of the... I was excited. I was like, I'll take one of the Distortion Mountain Dew freezes,
you're
please.
Have it.
And he was like, oh, sorry, sir. We don't have those yet. What?
Huh?
We don't have those yet. He's like, yeah, we don't get those until the 5th.
What you talking
something
about,
like
Willis?
That. It was like earlier this month. He's like, we don't get those until the 5th, I think he said. Why do you have all this signage?
Why did you do that?
Why do you have all this stuff everywhere luring me in for the Distortion Mountain Dew freeze? And you don't even have it?
It was a Distortion to make that they had it.
Is this all like a teaser trailer? Yep. That's what happened at Taco Bell.
You're messing
now.
With your appetite.
They're giving me a teaser trailer on my drive through.
Yep.
We don't have it yet. Come back in a few weeks and we're going to open that up. You're going to be able to buy it. Aren't you excited about it now? I was so mad.
Not cool.
I was not happy at all. I was like, I guess I'm not getting what I want.
No. You know what?
I guess I'm not having it my way.
That's Burger King.
Oh.
It
should have gone to Burger King. I would have had it my way.
They would have given you the freeze.
Yeah.
You know what? A trend that I've noticed?
What's that?
Mostly with drinks.
Yeah.
But it's with a lot of things now, is the names of them. Everything has to be real edgy now.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
Live Wire.
Yeah, I saw a drink that was called... Distortion. It was called, like...
Typhoon.
Anger or something like that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm going to be drinking this. I'm putting this in my stomach and my body.
You don't want to drink anger.
I don't really think I need to be angry. I don't want my stomach to be angry.
I burped.
You sure did.
I did.
I bought some, I ran out of hair product the other day, a pomade.
Oh, yeah?
And,
I didn't know you used a pomade.
I do a little, but you can't tell because I don't use like gel. I use like a pomade.
Yeah, I couldn't tell.
Oh, thanks. That's what I shoot for. So anyway.
Right, good job. It's very natural.
So I buy some new pomade.
Yeah. What'd you get? What kind did you get? What kind do you usually use?
Well, I was using Axe for a little bit because they have like...
Oh, because you're trying to track the ladies.
Well, they have several different kinds.
Yeah, I know what you're doing. Yeah. Axe. You watch the commercials and you think this is going to happen.
Axe is very, yeah. Axe is very.
What's
happening
to these guys?
They really push that aspect of their product. There's like
without a doubt.
There's like really risque stuff on the back of their shampoos and stuff. It's ridiculous.
That's why you're buying it.
Well, it's the cheapest.
Says the guy that's buying it.
It's the cheapest. You look at a jar of hair product.
Mm-hmm.
You look at a jar of pomade. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
From other companies. It's like $8 or $9
for
a thing.
Oh, you're crazy. It's more expensive than that.
Well, I don't know.
The Redken stuff? The pomade? I was using the Redken pomade, and it was $13 for a little container.
That's insane.
It was crazy, but I loved it.
You know how much Axe? All their part? It's like $2 for a container. And I say, I don't care what it says. I don't care what it...
The ladies love it when you have a good financial sense.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's what's bringing them in from the Axe.
They love frugality.
They smell Axe and like, this guy knows how to save money.
He's got a little extra cash in his pocket.
Mm-hmm. So, I'd like to get in that pocket.
So they didn't have it wherever I went, in Walmart, I think. So I wound up picking some Garnier Fructis.
Ugh.
But, you know, it was like a new thing, whatever. Actually, it works really well.
Yeah.
But it's called Disorder.
Mm.
Chaos?
Because you're supposed to have your hair look disorderly.
Yeah, that was another drink that I think was Chaos or something. Yeah. And what is the Mountain Dew freeze that you just...
Distortion.
Distortion.
Yeah. There's also like a Typhoon.
Why?
I don't know.
Why do you want it to sound so...
Code Red.
So violent.
Yeah.
I remember when drinks used to be like, hey, this is a fruit...
Yeah.
Fruit drink.
Fruit drink. Cherry Pepsi.
Cherry Pepsi.
Cherry Pepsi. I told you everything you need to know.
Cherry Vanilla Coke. Does that sound delicious? It does.
What does those names tell you? I hear Distortion Mountain Dew. I have no idea what flavor I'm getting.
You have no idea.
I have no clue what I'm going to get.
They should name it Mystery Mountain Dew.
The flavor's distorted. That's all I can tell from it.
We had a flavor.
Yeah.
It started out...
Livewire.
It started off with a fruit.
Yeah.
We distorted it. We don't know what it is now.
Livewire doesn't tell me it's Orange Mountain Dew.
No.
It tells me that it's electrifying. This is electrifying.
Oh, this is electrifying.
I don't know what flavor it is.
At least I...
That's true.
I kind of understand
it's
that.
Stupid,
you know,
that they're doing these things.
It's just so violent.
Ugh.
You don't need to be so violent with foods.
Yeah,
with food products. I almost get the hair the hair product.
Yeah. But disorder, I understand.
I understand it, but everything is dis something now.
Yeah.
It's not like, whoa. It's like, whoa, take it easy, world.
Hey,
take it easy,
calm
world.
Down.
Just
calm down.
Bring it back to something nice.
Yep.
This would be a good spot
for
to hear from one of our sponsors.
I guess I'll take the
on this one.
Are you looking for fun? Try a new Star World and find the password to the future. Worldbreaker and his warriors are trying to take over your make-believe space castle. The only way to stop him is to get the 12 backs and collect free secret details. Star World, bringing a galaxy of secret information to your galaxy far, far away.
Okay.
Yep.
So
for the Star World's toys.
For the Star World's toys.
They're advertising with us now. That's great news.
That's great news.
It's worth it in the long run.
I love to advertise for a Star World. That's fine by me.
As we finally picked up a second advertiser. That's great.
That's right.
Jarrell might get jealous.
Well, Jarrell's going to have to step up his game because, you know, he wants a lot for a low price.
Yeah. Well, thankfully, we've only got to say one spot per show, right?
Not this time. He wasn't happy about the last one. We didn't get an ad in. And so Jarrell is...
Okay.
I mean...
I'm at the Star Worlds.
If we don't do it, I don't know. I don't know what it's going to be.
I guess we'll see what happens. I haven't checked the schedule.
We'll get to it.
Hey, I found the monster cereals. Did I tell you that last time?
No.
I found them. The Fruit Brute and the Fruit Yummy Mummy.
Yummy Mummy?
Fruit Yummy Mummy. You don't remember Fruit Yummy Mummy?
I remember Frankenberry and Count Chocula and
Boo Berry. Frankenberry, Count Chocula, and Boo Berry.
Yep.
And then I think in the early 90s, there was Fruit Yummy Mummy.
Okay.
Fruit Brute was before my time. I don't remember that one.
That sounds like...
But I do remember Fruit Yummy Mummy.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, instead of just the three monster cereals, they brought back all five.
Do they have the other ones? Because I haven't seen them.
They're back, yeah.
Okay.
They come back every Halloween.
I'm going to have to pick up some Boo Berry.
But now, it's different than what you remember, though. Here's the problem.
In what way?
I think that the old cereals were oat-based. Kind of like, you know, like a Lucky Charms cereal piece or something like that.
I like a Lucky Charms.
I think I remember it being that way. And now they're, I guess it's corn-based. So they're like, the pieces are also kind of like fruit flavored or something like that.
Mm.
I seem to remember it being that the marshmallows, I can't remember right. But I thought it was just like the pieces were more like a flavored Lucky Charm type piece. And this almost has like a weird kind of waxy feel, like the cereal pieces do. At least that's what I'm trying to, I'll have to go back and look at a box. But I seem to remember it being that way. That the old cereals were maybe oat-based and the new ones feel like they're more corn-based.
They probably are more corn-based because... putting corn in everything.
Yeah. So that's kind of disappointing, but it is cool having those cereals back. I liked the Fruit Brute a lot, because I think that was the cherry-flavored one.
Oh.
And then the Fruit Yummy Mummy, I think, is all fruits or something like that. But they were yummy. The kids liked them.
Hmm.
They got tired of them pretty quick, though.
Yep.
It was a little too sugary.
It's too much.
Yeah. And then I picked up the Monsters University cereal, and that was more like Lucky Charms, and they liked that one more.
Hmm.
So, I don't know what's going on with cereal people these days.
Well, they're making some right moves.
But I got them. I found them.
You got them? They're out there.
I'm excited about that.
Tis the season.
Target has them in vintage-style boxes.
That's cool.
The other ones are in, like, the new-style boxes. Yeah. But the Target has them in kind of old-school vintage boxes.
That's cool.
That's pretty neat. All right, that was two of my four things are gone.
Okay. I'm just going to do a quick plug, then. My friend Nate, who's been on the show.
Oh, I know him.
Has two books up on Amazon now.
I got a book too, so I need to say it too.
For the Kindle.
Oh, yeah?
For the Kindle. One is called The Aura Assassin. That's O-R-R Assassin.
Yeah.
And,
kind of like Aura Singh from episode one. Is it based on her?
It is, yes. It
Sweet.
Is, yep.
He might get in trouble with that from the Star World.
He might. These are both original stories. He just put up a new one called The Problem Solver. Based on his character Ethan Rayner, who's kind of a spy, takes place in the 50s. So if you're into that sort of thing, I recommend you check it out. Problem Solver's only 99 cents. That's the right price.
It's great.
The other one's $2.99. If you
That's
like
great.
It, just get into it. So anyway, it's by N. David Bauer. So if you look up The Problem Solver for Kindle, there's going to be some other books that come up.
I would assume so.
By Ian something else something and. Nate's cover is red with a guy on it. The other ones are white, and don't go for those ones. It's like written by a kid or something. It's pretty rough.
Oh, boy.
It's pretty rough. So anyway, check those out. I've read both of them. I think they're...
All right. Well, that's
very,
cool,
very
man.
Very enjoyable, and the problem solver is
great. The Kindle platform is great for, you know, people that are cracking into the biz.
Yeah.
You know?
Apparently, they don't really filter anything.
Oh.
Because I read some of the other problem solvers. And they
don't read those other ones.
They were really bad.
Speaking of books... That top Star Trek book is out.
Oh, that's right, with the gum.
Yeah, with
It's got a bubble gum with it.
It's got a picture of a bubble gum.
Well,
you
can. It's got dotted line around it, and you can cut it out and chew
don't
it.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Yep. Mike is having you ruin your book. This book is by Paula Block and Terry Erdman. They've done a bunch of Star Trek books, and they talked to me months ago about this book and wanted to see if I wanted to help with it. And so I helped with this book. My contribution was small compared to what they did.
Yeah.
But
got some quotes in there.
I got some quotes in there. They did a long chunk of talking to me in the intro section. I almost got like the last word in the intro section, which I was really excited about. And I really appreciated them putting my quote kind of towards the end, which was awesome.
Yeah.
And then I think I'm on three of the different card pages. And what these books are, Abrams Publishing does these books based on the old Topps trading card series. They did one of Mars Attacks, Garge Pail Kids. I think they've got one coming out of Bazooka Joe, maybe. And then they've done this based on the old 1976 Topps Star Trek card set. And what it is it's like a book that's like a little hardcover book, and it's got a wax kind of dust jacket on it, which is pretty neat. Feels like the old wrappers.
Yeah.
And then each page of the book is one of the cards, and you get front and back. And then there's a little bit about the card or about the set underneath there, where they've interviewed people that are either involved in the set or, you know, kind of named collectors of the set or something like that. And I was lucky enough to be asked to help on this one.
It's a really cool book.
It really is a neat book.
It looks really cool.
This is the second Star Trek book I've got to help on. The first was the Star Trek Vault by Scott Tipton, which was a lot of fun. And so it was really awesome, and it's like a kind of a dream come true to actually have my name printed in a couple Star Trek books.
Do you think they'll do a Batman Forever one next?
I don't think they'll do a Batman Forever.
Based on the Batman Forever trading cards by Topps?
I don't think so. I would love it if they did an 89 Batman one and then like a 78 Superman one.
Well, why settle?
Those would be great.
Why settle for that if you can have Batman Forever?
That's true. I should just try it for Batman Forever.
That's what you should try for.
Yeah.
Talk to them about it.
I think Fleer did the Batman Forever cards.
Yeah, I think they did.
I think they did. Topps did Batman and Batman Returns.
I had some.
So you have to keep dreaming.
I remember buying some of those.
You should contact Fleer and see if they'll start doing hardcover books.
You know when I stopped buying cards?
Why?
When they started being like $3.
Yeah, $3 is, that's what it is now.
That's a when and a why.
Yeah.
I remember as a kid, you'd be like, I have a dollar. I might as well get some of these cards. I can't get a figure. I get some cards.
Some cards.
And now it's like, here's $3.50 for 6 cards. Whoa. Whoa.
That's exactly kind of,
Take it easy, Fleer.
Kind of what my closing thoughts were in that book, where...
Take it easy, Fleer.
Take it easy, Fleer. Take it easy, Don Russ.
I don't need him to be...
Don Russ?
Take it easy, Don Russ.
Take it easy, Don Russ.
I don't need him to be super glossy with this laminate and all this crap.
I don't need all that stuff.
I just want to see the picture.
At the end of the book, I was talking about how, back then, these cards were made for kids.
Yeah.
And nowadays, cards are made just for collectors, it seems like.
Collectibles.
And so that's kind of why I think that set has gotten to become what it has over the years, is because it was really not made for that kind of market, but it's been kind of latched onto by the market because the quality that went into it. Like a lot of the toys and stuff that we grew up that were made more for kids, and then we enjoyed them as a kid, and we kind of latched onto them. And now they make everything for collectors and kind of loses kind of... We've talked about this before.
Yeah.
But I think cards can be grouped in that too, where it's like... You know, stop making them just for collectors. Make them for kids too, man.
Kids
can't buy $3 packs of cards.
No, they can't.
All right. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Yep.
You're right.
It's like a Star World made for
made
for adults.
Yep. Yep.
Yep.
Speaking of a Star World.
Oh.
I just want to
don't mind that piece of paper floating back and forth in the microphone.
Speaking of a Star World, let's get to a quick ad from our sponsors. Try the new Star World toys. You'll be amazed at how much they cost and how much you can collect them. A long time ago, you'll send in proofs of purchase for free secret details. Star World, in a galaxy near you. Okay.
Yep.
So,
yep.
I want to get into some pop. Let's get into some pop culture real
quick.
Let's
do it. Hey, first of all, I'm going to eat one of these Bat Brownies. Hey, guess what?
You know what they're doing with the Bat Brownies?
I'll tell you what they're doing with the Bat Brownies.
Well,
they're giving you less brownie.
That's right. You're paying for the fun, but
we've talked about this.
They're cutting out a lot of brownie to get that shape.
I was just about to say, hey, Little Debbie, you've really done something clever here. You've made everybody so happy about the bat shape that they're not noticing how much of the brownie you cut off.
Yep.
Come on, man.
Little Debbie?
Look at that.
More like Tiny Debbie.
That's like
Teensy Debbie.
Maybe 3/4 of the usual brownie.
That's right.
They've cut all this stuff up. But it's a bat shape. Aren't you excited?
What's a bat shape, though?
And my mom got these for me, so I appreciate it, Mom.
That's nice.
It's not my mom's fault that Little Debbie took her for a ride.
No, it's not.
You know?
It's not your mom's fault.
I want to eat it still.
Tiny Debbie, more like smaller Debbie.
Little Debbie.
Smaller than it was before.
Yeah.
Yep.
More like Little Debbie.
How's it going to taste?
I'll tell you what, I've had a couple already. I've had these for like a week. It still tastes good.
Made of chocolate.
It still tastes good. All right, what are you talking about? Well, pop culture news?
One thing is that I just read this today. Some guy from Disney, an animator from Disney.
Yeah.
Was talking about some new movie coming out called Frozen. And in this movie, they have two female characters.
Yeah.
And he was just commenting on how difficult it was, more difficult to do a movie with all female characters because, you know, the females have to consistently look pretty and kind of perfect and stuff. And it's hard to do that when you have emotion, like a range of emotions that go with it. And as well as having two females and having them, you know, trying to make them look differently and having reactions to the same things and having the same reactions, but looking different. And he said it was a real challenge.
Yeah.
And he's getting a lot of backlash from this,
I'm tired of people being so politically
feminists
correct.
And other politically correct things. And it's just really stupid. If you're an artist at all, if you've ever drawn or paid any attention, you would know that or at least for me, it is harder to draw females because you do want them to look good. A guy can be craggy. He can have lines in his face. And actually, the more the better, usually. The rougher the guy looks, the better.
Words to live by.
That's right. But a female should be beautiful. And if you look at comics like throughout the ages, like look at every Marvel female character. If you break down the hair and stuff, you take the hair off and stuff, it's the same face.
Basically.
They use the same
face. Unless
you have a really, really good artist. But even Mark Schultz, I would say, all of his females look the same. And I would even go back further as to say, like, John Waterhouse, J.W. Waterhouse, who did a lot of paintings back in the 1800s, I think. All of his females look the same. Yeah. You know, when he did the painted man.
You heard me sneak it in.
Yeah, yeah. And it's just something, and this argument has been kind of, they tried to force it on people for a long time with Barbie. It's been the thing. Oh, well,
yeah.
And they did accuse him of trying to, setting unrealistic standards for girls. And it's like, have you not been watching Disney cartoon
movies? They've
said
it for years.
For decades?
Well, they did that recently they did a redesign of a bunch of the princesses or something like that. And they took the girl from Brave, who has just sort of a normal girl look. She's not perfect.
Right.
And they perfected her up, however you want to say that.
Perfected.
Yeah, perfected her up. Yeah. To make her look more like what they call the Disney princess look.
Yeah.
And they got a huge backlash for it because it's like, just make her look normal. There's no reason for her. So really what we're hearing here is this animator is doing what Disney tells him to do. He can't hand in something where it's like, because it's tough for a woman, to make an angry face and not lose some beauty when you're making this angry face,
right.
You know?
There's femininity that's involved.
Exactly. So he's going to hand this in, and they're going to go, wow, that looks ugly. Go back and redo it.
Right.
So he's just, it's not, you're shooting the messenger.
Right.
Disney wants pretty girls and pretty princesses, and they want them all to look pretty all the time. And this animator's just doing his best to meet his boss's needs and to keep it realistic.
I think, women need to just embrace their beauty. I think all women have something, to offer. Just be beautiful. What's wrong with wanting women to be beautiful?
What's wrong
with
that?
You want men to be handsome. And I've thought this for a while now about getting a little heavy here, but...
Oh, it's heavy, Doc.
There's that word again. Is there something wrong with the Earth's gravitational pull in 1985?
Yep.
The standards that we set. Like, I think... there's nothing wrong with being unrealistic. It's fiction. You're not going to be realistic. No, nobody wants to see a fat chick run around and do stuff. And I
was wrong.
I have nothing against
what you just said there.
Nothing.
You're going to get a lot of backlash. Remember that was Mike that said that, and not James.
Hey,
I'm throwing you to the wolves.
Yes, yeah, to each his own.
I'm throwing you to the werewolf.
To each his own. But there's a reason why that doesn't. That doesn't fly. And there's been a trend in movies and everything lately to reel up everything, to make everything more realistic and more gritty, more down to earth. And I always look at it like there's a standard like that fiction sets, because we watch things that we hope to aspire to or things that inspire us. And let's say let's say you like Rambo, just or Rocky or whatever, and you see that and you say, "Wow, that's that looks great. I want to go work out. I want to be healthier. I want to make my body better." You might not be able to get to where Stallone is because he has the resources to get to that point. You might not be able to.
Might not.
But probably won't. But the standard is higher. And so you have something higher to shoot for. And if we dumb everything down, and you could say that for anything, whether it be a woman's beauty, if everything is just like, hey, it's okay to just let yourself go. Just be crazy. And I'm just talking about physical, but it's on the moral level too, where everything is like, you used to have the Lone Ranger or whatever, not the new one, but the original Lone Ranger, or the cowboys and Indians, where the good guys wore white and the bad guys wore black, and there's a morality there, where even if they were just constantly, Mr. Goody Two Shoes, at least there was something, a standard that was set, and you can't reach that standard, but you're at least closer to up there. Whereas if the standard keeps getting lower and lower, because this is what we're putting in our heads, you're just not reaching a lower standard. That's all. And I just find that to be...
Well, all that talk made me feel really good about eating this brownie as you talked about bettering yourself.
No, it's all right. I mean, I've been letting myself go, personally, so...
It's delicious.
Whatever.
It's delicious. Yep.
Nothing... I like unhealthy foods.
I like a good brownie now and again.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with it, but I'm just saying, like...
Wow. This, about bringing this down.
Sorry, this guy... Oof. I just don't think this guy should be catching so much fire.
No, he shouldn't.
It's ridiculous.
Right. Yeah.
And it's a bigger problem. I'll do one more. I have one more pop culture thing, and then we'll get
to... Well, hang on. Let me throw a pop culture in there.
Okay.
Hang on. Let me finish this brownie first.
Oh, well.
All right, well, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. premiered.
Oh, yeah.
Since we started back up. Or since our last episode. I think they're on episode 3 or something now.
Yeah.
I watched the first one, and it was okay. It was pretty decent. The effects were a little bit on the hokey side, but it's a television show. Yeah. It's understandable. Agent Coulson's always fun to watch.
Yeah, I like him.
But it's kind of exactly what I thought it would be. It's a show about, these secret agent-y type guys, and they're going to go kind of investigate the threat of the week type of deal. It's what it's kind of felt like in the first episode, and from the trailer I saw of the second episode. I'm reading a ton of backlash online for it, though. Oh, this show is so boring. This show is this. Oh, it's just going to be these secret agents doing this thing. And I'm thinking, what were you expecting?
It's not Avengers.
It's not Avengers. It's not Captain America. It's not Thor. It's the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Yep. Expect a show that focuses on the agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
That's
why. Oh, why do they keep introducing new agents? And how come we have to have all these introductions of all these characters? Well, let's see. We had, like, two or three named S.H.I.E.L.D. agents in the movies. That was Coulson, who was in the show. We had Maria Hill from Avengers, who's Kobe Smulders, who's already on another show, so she's not going to be on there all the time. And Nick Fury, who's definitely not going to be on there all the time.
No, he won't be.
It's Sam Jackson.
He's
so
busy.
What are they supposed to do? Just do a show called Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. that just has Coulson? They're going to have to introduce new S.H.I.E.L.D. agents. That's silly talk.
That's a good point.
It's called Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., not Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. So they're going to have to introduce new people. People need to start having realistic expectations and stuff. And I know I'm guilty of going into stuff and being disappointed. But that's when my expectations are at a level they should be, and they're not met. These people are going in with expecting this thing to be Avengers 2, and it's not Avengers 2.
Right.
It's a television series called Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
That's not what it's about.
So, whatever.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Television's silly these days.
It is silly, man. I've been watching old episodes of Lois and Clark and The Flash.
Yeah.
Those shows were a ton of fun.
You're having fun.
I'm having tons of fun watching
those old
things.
You're not going to have fun watching Sleepy Hollow, the new show.
I'm not going to watch that. You can forget about that.
I'm not watching it.
You can forget. If you were thinking about it, just forget about it. Because I'm not going to watch it.
Don't even remember it.
I'm not going to remember it.
Just forget about it.
Yeah, I'm not going to even think about it.
One more pop.
I'm going to have to interrupt you. It sounds like it's time for...
It's time for an ad.
Another ad break.
More sponsor.
Oh, no! Worldbreaker has taken the Death Star by storm. Only Luke's Star World and his weapons can save the space moon. Want to have more fun? Why not bring in Han Solo World and use his force magic to play with? Star World, coming to a galaxy near you.
Okay.
That's good.
It's good.
That's good, man. I'm excited about playing with Star World.
I'm interested to go buy a Star World.
I'm going to go rip into a Star World right now.
Yep.
I can't wait.
Oh, it's...
I'm going to have Luke's Star World and his father Worldbreaker. Uh-oh.
You spoiled it.
I spoiled it.
Shoot. We're probably going to lose that sponsor.
Sorry if you haven't seen Star World 2. All right. Go ahead.
Sinead O'Connor.
Want to have more fun.
Sinead O'Connor writes an open letter to Miley Cyrus about
Who cares?
I just want to say...
I can't believe you're bringing this up. I don't want to give Miley Cyrus any of our time.
I just want to say that Miley Cyrus is so gross.
She is really gross.
I saw her on the Today
Show.
I'm
getting sick of her sticking her tongue out.
I am too.
I'm so sick. Every picture, every video, she's sticking that stupid tongue out.
I feel like she's just losing, like she has no concept of herself and what she looks like. She's just disgusting to me. But Sinead was trying to give her like some good advice, and they turned it into this little feud. That's what people are calling it. I haven't kept up with it.
How far have you fallen when Sinead O'Connor's giving you advice?
Yeah. Sinead O'Connor was like, hey, don't, well, I think she parodied something in one of Sinead's videos from in her Wrecking Ball.
Did she?
Like, I guess hers up close or something. I don't know. I don't know what it was, but
Who cares?
You know, Sinead was like, hey, you know, you don't have to be naked on a wrecking ball.
I don't care.
To get people to listen to you.
I just...
Ugh. Miley Cyrus. I'm sorry. I'm just... It's like a...
I'm getting kind of sickened.
It's just so gross to me. Gross to me. I just... It makes me mad. She makes me mad.
You know, Thor's brother's not with her anymore.
I know.
Good on him.
He saw what was happening.
He made the right move. He said, you know what? Look, this is gross. He
said, you're not the same.
You're constantly sticking your tongue out, and it's grossing me out. I can't even look at you.
He's saying, I can't think of a feature on you that I like.
I'm disgusted by the whole thing.
I'm going to take a wrecking ball, too.
I was going
to
stay with you just because your dad did the achy, breaky heart.
But now, that's not enough.
Even that's not enough anymore.
Can't keep me around.
I'm not sticking around anymore for this.
Heck no.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
No good.
Well, you know my top thing.
I know your top thing. Let's talk about that.
Are you done?
Yep.
Done enough, at least?
I'm done.
Man, biggest toy news in quite a while for me. Most exciting toy news for me.
This is a big one.
I'm so excited. New York Comic Con reveals.
You just can't hide it.
Well, they had the Black Series Anakin revealed. And that was neat. You know, it's fun. You're throwing up a prequel figure, whatever. But Mattel showed the entire wave of their new 4-inch DC... it's called the DC Multiverse line or something like that. Mm. And the first wave was all Batman video game figures. And they'd shown the headshot of the Keaton Batman that was going to be in Wave 2. But we were talking about it. Is this going to be just like all Batmans in the movies? It's just Keaton Batman's just in line with a bunch of other Batman? Or is it going to be all just Keaton movies? What's the whole line going to be like?
What's happening,
Well, they just showed the line, and it's the DC Classic Movieverse wave. And it's got Keaton Batman in two versions, one with him from 89 Batman, and then what is basically the 89 Batman outfit again, but with the Michael Keaton head, which we're both thinking that maybe it's just a placeholder, and that it'll have a Batman Returns body.
Yeah.
Because that's the only way it makes sense. To have the Keaton head on a Batman body, it only makes sense to have the Batman Returns outfit. Right. Then again, it's Mattel. So it may just be that.
They might, but...
Who cares?
You know, I'll take it.
I'll take it. It's a Michael Keaton, Bruce Wayne head.
It's really cool.
So there's those two. And then Michelle Pfeiffer, Catwoman. Danny DeVito, Penguin. And then also in the wave are Christopher Reeve, Superman. And Terrence Stamp, General Zod. This is awesome.
All the figures look great.
I think they all look fantastic. And I love that it's 4-inch.
Yeah.
Tons of people online. And anybody that's listening to this that complained about it, I'm not getting down. I'm not singling you out. Or this is just my opinion of things. I'm hearing a lot of people saying, I wish this line was 6-inch. I don't want to start over again. Why isn't this line 6-inch? I think it's a horrible move, all of these other things. Okay, if you just prefer the 6-inch scale overall, that's fine.
Yeah.
But if it's the thing that you don't want to start over, or that you have all these other DC Comics figures and these will look out of place with them, I don't know what people are doing with their displays, but that's not my thing.
Yeah.
It's a totally separate universe. It doesn't hurt me
at all.
It
really is. You're getting all your...
Yeah. I wouldn't display the 89 Batman movie figures with comic figures anyway.
Yeah.
They're not the same thing. I wouldn't display my Chris Reeves Superman with my comic Brainiac.
Yeah.
It's not the same thing. Just like I wouldn't take like my movie Ghostbusters and put it with my cartoon Ghostbusters and expect them to be all in the same scale and all the same size and all the same style.
Right.
I wouldn't take the Tick... I said this on Facebook. I wouldn't take the Tick live-action figures that N2 did or whatever and stick it with my Bandai cartoon Tick figures and expect them to be the exact same scale and the exact same style.
Heck no.
Because it's two different interpretations of those characters.
Yep.
Just like the 89 Batman and Chris Reeves Superman films are different interpretations of those characters than the comics are. I'm not going to be sitting them together anyway.
Right.
So what's it matter if it's a different scale?
Right.
Plus, it's cheaper, and it's more likely to get us vehicles.
Yes.
You know, the cheaper is a huge part of it. Six-inch figures are $20.
Oh, totally.
You know?
Yeah, I probably would maybe buy one.
Yeah. But this way, I'll buy the whole line, and I'll probably buy multiples
right.
of the whole line. And it makes it affordable for my kids to buy them.
That's right. That scale has proven itself.
Like, yeah.
Time and time again, and it's becoming popular. It seemed like it kind of went out for a little bit when they were doing more six-inch figures and stuff.
Now it's coming back.
But it's coming back now, and...
It's the right move.
It's my favorite scale.
I've always loved 3¾ scale.
To begin with, but, you know, you've got a ton of 6-inch figures
out
there.
There's tons out there.
Like, you've had...
It's time for something new.
You've had that run, and like you said, it's a totally different universe. It's like, it's, you know...
What's it matter if it's not the same as...
Who are you going to put your Christopher Reeve Superman with?
Yeah, well, are you going to sit him next to your comic book Lex Luthor? That doesn't make any sense.
Put them next to your other Superman movie figures that...
The movie masters that have nothing to do with the Superman.
Right.
Yeah, I don't understand that logic. To me, and I'm not... Okay, if that's your logic, that's fine. I just don't get it. Like, that's not for me. Right. I don't understand that. And especially with, like you said, with so many other companies doing this, like, the Marvel Universe line was huge. Every Marvel movie line now is 3¾, it seems like.
Right.
And then they'll do, like, a separate 6-inch thing that's like a little one-off deal.
Right.
And, like, the Star Worlds have always been 3¾. And, you know, there's a lot more companies that look at that scale. The Lord of the Rings figures are 3¾.
Yeah.
So it just makes sense that Mattel is going to follow suit and do that same thing. Plus, you know, if they never do make vehicles, you could take the old Kenner stuff, and that was a little bit small for 5-inch scale. They'll look great with the 4-inch 3¾ figures.
Yeah, you can kind of fudge that.
That's great. I'm so excited about them. I'm assuming they'll be $10 to $12, which is expensive, but all toys are expensive, it seems like. That's a lot better to me than paying $20 a piece for the 6-inch version.
Me too. Plus, I kind of look at this as like, this is a toy line that we never really
got.
I know they did make movie figures, Kenner. I love the Kenner figures.
They're great.
From Batman, but these are movie-specific figures, and especially Christopher Reeve.
We never got a Christopher Reeve.
Got that from
Never
that
got
movie.
A Zod. And we never got a DeVito Penguin.
Right.
This is like the first, other than an applause doll or whatever it was, this is the first actual DeVito Penguin. And they have like we have the Hot Toys, Keaton Batman and Chris Reeve and scale with each other, but to have them in the same wave, in the same line, that's just awesome to me.
Yeah.
That they're going to be packaged together, on the shelf together, with matching packaging. That to me is just, it's mind-boggling.
Yeah.
It's just, I can't wrap my head around that I'm going to go into a store
and
I'm going to see
Batman,
a Michael Keaton Batman and a Christopher Reeve Superman in the same kind of packaging, in the same wave, in the same line.
Right.
That's amazing. I mean, that wouldn't even have happened back when Batman came out.
Right.
We'd been years past Superman 4. There would be no reason for them to be in the same line together.
Right.
I think it's awesome. Kudos to Mattel. I give Mattel a hard time a lot of the times, and they deserve it.
Yep.
But awesome that they're doing this line.
And they look great.
And they look fantastic.
They look really good.
I know they're early protos and things could change, but for me, I'm loving them right now. And I showed Blaze a quick picture on the way here, and he's like, I can't wait. He hasn't been excited about buying toys from an actual toy store in quite a while. I can't remember the last line he was really excited about going to find the stores. And man, he's stoked.
Yep.
He's like, I got to get that Penguin. I got to get that Catwoman.
Got to get him.
Got to get him. Got to have those.
Got to have.
Penguin looks great.
He looks really, really good.
He looks so good.
Yep.
I'm so excited about that line.
Me too.
That's a good place to end this one, I think.
Yes, it is. Except for this Halloween, I'm going as Sasha Fierce.
Sasha Fierce.
Sasha Fierce.
Yeah, Sasha Fierce costume. That's a wonderful Sasha Fierce costume you got on.
Oh, thank you, Taylor Dane. That is nice, very nice of you to say. I'm Sasha Fierce.
That's a wonderful Sasha Fierce.
All right. That's where we're going to end it. This has been Mike.
Sorry, this one's been sort of a downer.
I think it was an
interesting episode. I don't think it was one of our funnier episodes.
Heck no.
But they're not always going to be funny. We've said this before. What are you expecting?
We're not funny guys.
We're not that funny. We're funny. Well, we're just not funny all the time.
Speak for yourself.
This time, not so funny.
All right. This has been Mike and James with Action Features.
Oh. Shout out to Mary.
Mary.
This is the first episode we've done since Mary left.
Welcome to Canada.
I hope you're having fun in Canada. You're going to get a CD copy of this.
Yep.
Don't expect us to say hi every episode. That's not going to happen.
Oh, we can't do that.
You got the goodbye, now you get the hello.
You get both. You get one of each.
Don't get greedy.
You get one of each.
Stop getting so greedy.
She's all right.
She's okay.
All right. So Mike and James with Action Features. Don't let the door hit you with a good Lord split you.
Peace out.